So let's review. Zakt de Mishnah, Matzah Berefes Ein Chayev Ba. If a person finds an animal in the barn, and as the Gemara explains, even though it is not locked and the animal could escape, he's not obligated to take the animal and return it because the animal is not considered lost because we assume that the animal won't escape from its barn. If he finds the animal in the public area, he's obligated to take it and return it because the animal is considered lost. The Gemara has two versions of qualifiers. Rabbi Yitzchak says regarding the Reisha, Matzah Berefes Ein Chayev Ba, V'hu Shemet Es Teich L'Tchum Ein Chayev. Only if the Refes was within the city boundaries, he's not obligated to return the animal. But Berefes Chutz L'Tchum Chayev, if the Refes was outside the city boundaries, he's obligated to return the animal. While in the Seifa, Reshus Aram Chayev Ba, V'afilu B'Teich L'Tchum Nami Chayev. Even if the Reshus Aram was within the city boundaries, he's obligated to return the animal. A second version. Ikka demastin la seifa. Rabbi Yitzchak says regarding the seifa, Bershus Harabim chayev ba. V'hu shemedes chutz l'tchum chayev ba. Only if the Rishus Harabim was outside the city boundaries, he's obligated to return the animal. But, toich l'tchum pater, if the Rishus Harabim was within the city boundaries, he's not obligated to return the animal. While in the Reisha, Matzah Berefes ein chayev ba, filoi medes chutz l'tchum nami ein chayev ba. Even if the Refes was outside the city boundaries, he's not obligated to return the animal. The Mishnah continues, V'maisa beveis ha'kvaris lo yitamala. If the lost item was in a cemetery and the finder was a kain, he may not become tami and return the item. Im amale aviv hitami, isha amale al tachzer lo yishamale. If a father told his son the kain to become tami and return the item, or he forbade him to return the lost item in the permitted area, the son shall not listen to his father because the pasuk states, Ish imei v'av tiro v'shabseisi tishmer ani Hashem kulchem chayav mechvaidi. Everyone is obligated to honor Hashem. The parent may not instruct the child to do an Aveira, and this supersedes the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. The continuation of the Mishnah discusses the mitzvahs of Prika, to help someone unload his animal, and Teina, to help someone load his animal. Park v'tayin, afila arba v'chamisha pam. Chayiv. If a person helped someone unload and load his animal, even if this pattern repeated itself 4 to 5 times, he's still obligated to help him because the pasuk states, Azav Tazav Imai. As the Gemara in the previous daf explains, the word Azav alone implies Afila Me'epal Mamashma, even 100 times. Halach V'yashab Leiva Amar, Hail V'alach HaMitzvah, Imrit Sain Chalifrik, Preik Pater. If the owner sat down and told the person to do all the unloading on his own and fulfill his mitzvah, he's not obligated to do so because the word Imai teaches that the owner must work together with him. However, if the owner was old or weak and unable to work, one is obligated to do all the unloading for him. The Mishnah continues, Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik avaloi letain. The Torah obligates a person to help only in unloading the animal, but he's not obligated to help load the animal. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Af letain, the Torah obligation is to both unload and load the animal. As the Gemara explains, all agree that there is a Torah obligation for both Prika and Teina, because there are two Pesukim. One Pasuk states, Azav Tazav Imai, and the second Pasuk states, Hakam Takim Imai. The Machlekes is merely regarding Teina Beschar, whether one may demand payment for helping load someone's animal. The Tanakama holds Prika Bechinam Teina Beschar. One may not demand payment for Prika, but one may demand payment for Teina, because Lichta Brahman the Teina will buy Prika. The Torah should have mentioned only one pasuk for Teina, and we would have derived Prika through a Kavu Chemer. If one is obligated in Teina, loading, the less Batar Balachayim, in which there is no significant distress to the animal, and Velekah Chasar and Kis, there is no monetary loss to the owner, since the packages are not yet loaded on the animal, certainly he is obligated in Prika, unloading, in which there is both Tzar Balachayim and Chasar and Kis, since the packages are already loaded on the animal. If so, why then did the Torah include a second pasuk for Prika? It must be to differentiate between Prika and Teina, and that for Prika one may not demand payment, while for Teina one may demand payment. While Reb Shimon holds, for both Prika and Teina one may not demand payment, because the Torah needed to mention a second pasuk for Prika. Had the Torah written only one pasuk, we would have assumed that it refers only to Prika, but not to Teina, because there is no explicit mention of Teina in the pasuk. Therefore, the Torah needed to write two Pesukim to teach Prika and Teina, and there is no reason to differentiate between them. The Gemara proceeds with a question of Tzar Balachayim Deiraisa. Is the prohibition for a person not to cause distress to an animal Mideiraisa or only Midrabbanan? And brings several proofs as follows. From our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yisrael Glili certainly holds Tzar Balachayim Lav Deiraisa. Since Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, Im Hayalav Yesra Masai Ein Zakuklai. If the owner overloaded his animal, one is not obligated to help him unload the packages, because the pasuk states, "Ravitz tachas masai." The word masai is exclusive and teaches masai shecholamid bay. The obligation is only if the animal can usually support this load, but not if the animal cannot support this load. And even though the animal is in distress because of the heavy load, there is no obligation. Apparently, because tsar balechayim lav deiraisa. The Gemara says, however, that there is no proof from the Tanakama that Tzar Balachayim Deiraisa, as the Tanakhama says, Im Hayalav Yesra Masai Zakuklai, if the owner overloaded his animal, one is nevertheless obligated to help him in unloading the packages, because the Tanakhama's reason is not necessarily because of Tzar Balachayim Deiraisa, but because Loi Dershina and Tachas Masai. The word Masai is not exclusive, and therefore Kol Masa Sholav Mashma, the obligation applies to all loads. The Gemara brings another proof from the Rashi's halacha of halach v'yashav le'va'amar lo hayil v'alacha mitzal lifrik parag pater. Apparently, because Tzar Balachayim lav deiraisa, and the Mishnah is understood simply that he's completely pater from prika, even though the animal is in distress. The Gemara answers, however, that if we hold Tzar Balachayim deiraisa, the Mishnah can be understood that he is not completely pater from prika, because the animal is in distress. Rather, pater means pater b'chinam b'chayim b'schar. He's exempt from helping without payment, and in this case he may demand payment for prika because ki isi lamari bahadei avid gabe bechinam. Only if the owner does help him, he may not demand payment for the prika. Lest lamari bahadei avid gabe beschar. If the owner does not help him, he may demand payment for the prika. The Gemara proceeds to bring several other proofs to this question that are alluded in the Simon behemes oyev seine ravtsin. We will review one of them, behemes. The Braisa states, behemes oivet kechavim mitapel bo kebehemes Yisrael. A Jew is obligated to help unload an animal of a non-Jew, just as he is obligated to unload an animal of a Jew. However, im hoisa tu'une yayin nesach ein zakukla. If the non-Jew's animal was loaded with forbidden wine, the Jew is not obligated to help unload the animal, apparently because Tzar Balachayim lav deiraisa. The Gemara answers, however, that if we hold Tzar Balachayim deiraisa, the Mishnah can be explained as follows. The Risha refers to Prika and Metapalba because there is Tzar Balachayim, while the Seif refers to Te'ina and Ein Zakukla because there is no Tzar Balachayim. And if we hold Tzar Balachayim Lav Deiraisa, both the Risha and Seif refer to Prika, and in the Risha Metapalba, Mishum Eva, because the non-Jew will bear ill feelings against the Jew for not helping him as he would his fellow Jews. While in the Sefer Ein Zakukla, because there is no concern for Eva, as the non-Jew is told that the obligation for Prika applies only to a permissible item, but not to a forbidden item, such as Yayin Nesach. This discussion continues into the next daf.